那么的我们顺利来住在这个地方嘛吧。
The life of a human being has an objective, and as long as a person remains alive, then he is passing through the life due to some purpose or objective. And if there's no objective remaining or purpose, then the death arrives. Life and being alive proves this point.That definitely there's an objective of this person. And the objective, the purpose, could be correct, could be incorrect, it could be bad, it could be good. And according to a person's status and his capacity and his condition, he develops his objective. Do you understand what I'm saying?According to what he is. So if a person has a life and he's living, then definitely he's got a purpose, whether he's young or old, whether he's good or bad. This is the direction that the individual chooses. If he doesn't have a purpose, then for sure the death of that person arrives. Take anybody, for example.A person gets up and from night till morning. So he gets up with an objective after sleeping from night till morning. He wakes up, he's hungry, he has to drink something. He's drinking something, is his purpose. Is this not the case? Whether it's a small or big vision, but it's there. The purpose is there. He's thirsty, I need to drink. He's hungry, I need to eat. I need to eat.And if nothing, if he doesn't go, he goes towards the kitchen. When he goes to the kitchen, he's got a purpose, isn't it? He wants to quench the thirst, wants to eat some food. He's got a purpose, got an objective. He wants to go to work. That's the purpose of his life. Yes, for this purpose, he's eating, drinking. If I work, then I'll earn some money, I'll have some funds. So he has an objective. That's the purpose.So all of this life, the principle of life is that the life progresses based on the purpose, the plan. When a person dies, then he's free. He has no purpose. He has no objective of life. All of his objectives are finished. He's got nothing within him. No vision left. Then the death will come. Then what happens with that person? How is he treated?Then his body is finished. Oh, let's get rid of him. He's finished. He's useless now. He's got no purpose, no objective. No, they just take him, give him ghusl and wash him and then into the grave. Disappeared. Why? Because why did he die? Because there was nothing left to do. So what we realize is that the individual, his life, the biggest purpose of life is that definitely a person is alive and living with a purpose. But the difference comes here.That the objective that a person here, he thinks that these small things that I'm fulfilling, small targets, aims, what's my real aim for which Allah Ta'ala created me? Then he thinks about that. Then he thinks about that. What's my real aim? Now,If you see that any aim, target, purpose, whatever level of thing you want to attain, like I gave you some examples, drinking water, eating food, going to work, that to attain that objective, to fulfill that target, there are some conditions that a person does, some steps he carries out. The first thing is what? Desire. I want to drink water. There's a desire, isn't it? There's a want, there's a need. There's a need, isn't there?So with the desire, then you complete that desire. So you physically move forward. You get up, you go, you take the glass, you get the water, then you drink the water. Yes, there are two actions now, isn't it? Yes. So you did the second action physically, then your thirst was quenched and you have attained your objective, you've met the target and the thirst has gone away. So basically every objective to attain it, whatever you take example, the human being has to have these two things, very important, essential. What are they? Well, number one is your desire. You should have the need, the want, that I want to do this. And alongside the desire, you need to then take the steps, isn't it? Physically, if I say I'm really thirsty, I've got a desire, I've got that need, but I'm not moving, I'm not doing anything, then what will happen? The tap, will it come to your mouth? The tap? Or will the water start dropping into you? Has it ever happened like this to you? You have to get up. Yes, otherwise nobody would come out of the bed. The food was to come there, the food would just come to the bed. Oh, I'm just lying down, stay lying down. That's it. My desire was there, it's fulfilled. So every objective, desire, so you need a for every objective to meet that, you have to have a desire, a need, that you have a want. And then after that is the amal, the action, the physical part. It's correct, isn't it? So this is what Ramadan is telling us as well. Ramadan is teaching us this. This is what Ramadan is explaining to us totally. That if you have that desire, if you have a desire and you ask, you have a desire to attain paradise, to be saved from hell. Every Muslim has this desire, isn't it? This purpose. So for this, then these two things are important. If you have this target, that after you have this target, this objective, if you don't move, then you won't get this desire. You won't get this desire. So this is what is lacking inside us. Or that when a person has a need, a requirement, if he doesn't make effort for it, then it's not a need, it's not a desire, it's a false desire. He's lying. He doesn't have that desire. That after having the desire, he definitely moves to attain that. That's only then does that desire get fulfilled. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the same thing. That look, there's a verse as well of the Quran, if it comes to my mind, then maybe just correct it here and there, because I don't have the Quran in front of me. So in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has clearly told us. I'll read the verse in between, just to tell you the subject. So Allah says, in this verse, that those people who have the desire for truth, talab of haq, they request haq, they want Allah ta'ala's pleasure, they want Jannah, they want paradise, they want to be safe from hell, they want to be solid, true Muslim. This is our desires. These are our desires, aren't they? Our wants. They should be. I don't know if we've got them. We don't know. Allah says, those people who have these, those who have this desire, then Allah says, totally fine. Tahta bihi, Allah Ta'ala says, I've given you, that I've prepared you for this hidayah. Allah says, I've prepared something for you. That if you have that desire for truth, the haq, whoever has that desire, that want, then he will never lose out, that person. He will not be devoid of guidance. Allah is guaranteeing this. Allah says, I've prepared the solution for you. And such a solution, Allah says, that if you have the desire, the want of haq, then Allah Ta'ala says, I've prepared a great solution, a great method. Subulus salam, Allah Ta'ala says, that all the paths of goodness will open up for you. That if you have the right desire and you take the physical steps, then the goodness, the doors of goodness will open for you. وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ The sins that you are stuck in, the sins that you are drowning in, what will happen? I will take you out from there and I'll bring you to the light of guidance. Yes, and Allah says, the third thing here is then to you, the straight and honest path will be given to you, for which you are doing du'as and praying, supplicating. So if you have the desire for haq, if you have the desire for truth, then you will never go astray, Allah says. Never will you go off track. Never can it be that if he has a desire, that I want to be good, I want to be fine. For example, you have worldly desires, Allah Ta'ala even allows those to be fulfilled. So the purpose that you've been created for, and Allah Ta'ala says, will he not allow you to fulfill that? The reality is that we are thieves. We are solid thieves, real thieves. That inside us, we don't have a desire to be improved. We don't want to pray Salah. We don't want to save ourselves from the sins. We don't desire that. Yes, so Allah Ta'ala is guaranteed in the Quran that if you have the desire, I want to leave the sins, I want to become a good human being, and that this, you keep on pleading for this, keep on asking for this. Yes? Yeah, if you have a desire, don't need to cry for that, but if you have that desire, so real, if you have that demand, if you have that desire for the truth, for the haq, then he will definitely go to the second position, he'll move and he'll implement something for them. And the person who's false, who's lying, then there are means and resources for him also. There are resources. What a big guarantee Allah Ta'ala is saying, that whoever desires the haq, the truth, the right way, it's not that Allah says, I've prepared the solution for your guidance, and the doors of goodness will open up for you. What does salamti mean? That Allah says, that the path to Jannah will be opened up for you. And the path to be saved from the sins, I will take you towards those solutions. And sirat-e mustaqim, I'll keep you on that path as well, Allah says. I'll keep you on that path. How? Now here, the same verse I'm telling you, as I said to you, that this is the subject, the rest of it, the subject is being told to you by the verse. So in this verse Allah has explained that قَدْ جَاكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ يَهَدِي بِهِ. Allah says that if the person has a desire for the truth, the right way, and he physically implements and moves towards that, then definitely the thing that I've kept for him, he'll go towards that. There are two things I've said. قَدْ جَاكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ, those things that from Allah have already arrived to you. Yes? The thing that's already been delivered to you, that every person who desires the truth and wants the truth, who has real honest desire for that, for him that guidance is already present, is there. But he doesn't arrive to it. He doesn't physically work to get to there. He talks nonsense and he's lying. So for this, there's a severe punishment. Who are those people? Yes, there's a severe punishment. Even this is a verse of the Quran, in which Allah Ta'ala says what? These are those people that with Allah Ta'ala, they break their promises. They break the promises they made. Then Allah Ta'ala, what does He say? La'anahum. That I take him far from my mercy. Qulubu qasi. Allah says, I make their hearts hard like rock. Yes, there are two groups now. Two groups. One of those who have the desire, a sincere, honest desire. If he says, the question doesn't arise. If a person says, I want to be good, I swear by Allah after reading this Quran that he will never go astray, that person. Never. I can swear for this. Why? Because Allah is taking the responsibility for that person. Allah, I've got problems, I'm distressed, I've got too much interest, I'm stuck with these houses, how can I be corrected? You know, people, they question about this, isn't it? They present the issues. Tell me, they say to you, you say that pray salah, you say do this day and night, people present this, that I've got three houses on interest, on riba, I'm doing this wrong, and I've heard this bayan of yours, and you said do this and do that, and how can I be pious, how can I be good? Tell me. And I said, no problem, what's there to be worried about in this? Nothing to be worried about. That if your request, if your desire is honest, then I swear that you, it won't take long. It won't take long. You will just leave me and you will depart as a wali Allah as soon as you leave me. Why? Because Allah has given the guarantee in the Quran. So this is a very big deception that we need to get out, my friends. A very, very big message of Allah's of Ramadan. That such severe punishments Allah will give. Allah says, I'll take him far from my rahmah, from my mercy. My rahmah will never come to the individual. Doesn't matter, even he wanders around like a dog in the world. Why? Because he, always you'll see a person, Allah's rahmah doesn't come on that person. Doesn't matter how much he tries hard to earn wealth. Doesn't matter what he does physically. That individual always will be wretched and cursed in the world. Allah Ta'ala says, when I take you away from my rahmah, la'anahum. And then on top of that, the punishment Allah gives secondary, قُلُوبٌ قَاسِيَةٌ, his heart becomes so hard that nothing is absorbed in his heart. Then the dunya overwhelms him, overtakes him, Allah gets him stuck, traps him in the dunya. Allah Ta'ala forgive us from this azab, from this punishment. Now such open signs Allah Ta'ala has given. Such open signs Allah Ta'ala has given. Allah Ta'ala says that doesn't matter how much you are stuck in the sin, how much you're stuck in the sood, in the riba, in interest, but if you have a real honest request that I want to become good, your one salah then will never be left from the jamaat. This is a promise of Allah. If you have the true honest desire. So Allah Ta'ala says, the person who has the honest desire, sincere, Allah says, are prepared in such a great way that me, قَدْ جَاكُمْ, from my side, Allah says, I have sent this. What? كِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ, Ramadan, that the kitab is come, the Qur'an al-Hakim that we have. With regards to this, Allah Ta'ala is mentioning to us. There's such a great kitab that apart from hidayah, it doesn't give anything else to anybody, apart from guidance. This is such a kitab that if you take it, then it will never leave you stand up or depart without hidayah guidance. Alif Lam Mim, Dhalikal Kitabu La Raiba Fi, Hudan Lil Muttaqeen. Allah says that Quran will never leave the person, but we are munafiqs. Yet 10 times over we read the Quran, 15 times over we'll read the Quran. Yes, we will touch the Quran with our foreheads, but we don't ask for guidance from the Quran. I can swear by saying that whoever picks up the Quran with hidayah, whether he knows Arabic or not, a 70-year-old, a person without deen, faith, he has no religion, whatever religion he is, if he takes any translation, he's seeking guidance. I've seen in my life that he will not depart until he recites the kalima. Brothers, the thing that Allah Ta'ala is saying clearly, that the person who reads Quran, asks for guidance, he will never get up without the bid. He'll keep the bid. He will never leave the salah in jama'ah. He will never consume haram. The Quran, this is the Quran. Yes, Allah says, I reveal it. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. This Quran has come from Allah. نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ يَهَدِي بِهِ. And the function of the Quran is to give hidayah. As the first page is telling us this, وَدَلِّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. So how can it be that there are so many people wandering around, so many animals, monkeys, men and women, they, despite believing in Allah, they leave salah, they take off the parda, they eat haram, their faces are spoiled, their face spoiled their appearance, they spoiled their libas, their dress, their attire, yeah, their methodology, their lifestyle, they've spoiled it. They make jokes out of the deen, they mock the deen. Yes, they take half the deen, they say, oh, we're Muslim, they do something one day, next day they do something else. Yes, so simple, straightforward. What is Islam? Islam is 5 times salah, pray, and don't commit the sins. This is salah. There's a guarantee of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that not a minor Muslim, he'll become a wali of Allah before he leaves the world. Subhanallah. But our niyyah is not there, our intention is not there. So this hard is so hard, is it? 5 times salah to pray and to leave the sins. If I have this niyyah, for haq, for the truth that the Quran is explaining. Yes, and you know that you're going to pass eventually, and you want the guidance. Then do these actions, and Allah Ta'ala will definitely enable you to do that. And Ramadan, at least make this niyyah, brothers. That Allah Ta'ala, 5 times salah, make me pray. And Allah, don't let me commit any sin. In eating, or in dressing, in anything. Allah, don't let me commit any sins. That's it, end of story. Deen is coming to your life. That's it. So by, after making this niyyah, after having this desire, then what's the next action for us? That to complete this desire, we need to adopt the means, use the means. And here we lose out. This is where we lose. We say we have this, inshallah, I want to pray salah. Everyone's doing these du'as at the moment. Everyone's doing du'a, isn't it? Allah, make me a namazi. Allah, let me leave the sins. Allah, make me this. I want to become Muslim. I want to become a good person. This is a desire. But the Quran says after desire, what do you need to do? What you need to do? Physical implementation. This is a sunnat ilahi, the sunnah of our creator. That person, I will never give to him just based on empty desires. And I say that I just want it on desires. So here's the quarrel now. Here's the dispute. Crying, screaming, running around. I want this done. It won't happen. Honestly, do you understand what I'm saying? Such a human being, such people, they are deception. I want to be religious. Oh, the lengthy du'as they ask for. Sunnat ilahi is this, that if you move a little bit, make effort. Just make some effort. movement. Allah says, I will enable you. Don't worry, that's me. At the end of the day, will allow you. That all the difficulties in your deen, they will come via me. Allah says, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has started Ramadan with the rahmah, with the mercy. The first portion of Ramadan is Allah's mercy. Allah says, you just make niyah, you won't be able to do this. You won't be able to, because the lowest level of practicing, remember this was our topic, previous topic, that the weakest person, you won't be able to do too much in the whole year. You didn't pray one salah. How will you pray 20 rakats? How? Yes, you are like an animal, grazing like an animal. How will you keep the fast? You have no motto, no vision, no plan. Yes, how will you stay hungry? How will you do the fast? So Allah Ta'ala, for this, what did He select? Not azab, not strictness, not severity. Allah selected His rahmah, mercy in the beginning of Ramadan. Subhanallah. So what we're told here is that don't go towards depression, don't lose hope, don't give up. You are insan, you are drowning in the world, you have issues, you have problems, you have struggles in the world. There's no doubt, there are struggles, there are challenges. So for that, you need to do something. You need to do an action for them. What is that? That you need to make a bit of effort, a little bit of movement, a little bit of hard work to attain that path that you desire. Yes, so three things Allah has mentioned in the Quran. That I will show him the paths of salamat, I will give him hidayah, guidance, and I will take him out of dhulumat, darkness of sin. And Allah says, I will introduce him, bring him to my irfan, my marifah, high level of rewards I will give to him, light, illumination. Two things you need to do. Just one thing. What is that? That turn back towards the Quran, towards the guidance. It's hidayah for you, the Quran. Go onto that path. Okay, understood? So then you can say, okay, fine, I've got the desire, and I started to read the Quran. Say Subhanallah. Then why can we not implement this target that we've got then, if we're doing this? Are you not reading 15 times Quran over, but you've got no beard? You've got no parda, the sister? We've got the dress code of those who are strangers. Our faces are like monkeys, apes. Then what are we saying? Ramadan have come, I want Allah's forgiveness. Tell me. Yes? So can you see anything of a person in this? Why? Because we're reciting Quran, reading Quran. You've got the Quran in your hand. Yes, Allah Ta'ala said this, isn't it? That Allah isn't just an empty Quran. This is why I said that I've sent you Quran. Allah says, قَدْ جَاكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah Ta'ala says that I've given you the kitab. Allah says, read it a lot. And this Quran will give you guidance, and you are trying, but your trying is a failure at the moment because you've only taken one thing, which is the kitab. But still you are short of something. Can you read the Quran in the darkness? Can you read the Quran in darkness? That, for example, you got Quran in your hand and you're sat in a closed room. Show me if it's dark. Can you read the Quran? Will you be able to recite? No, you've got the Quran in your hand. For that, what do you need? You need the light, illumination. You need the light, isn't it? If you're in the dark room, as soon as you put the light on, you start reading the Quran, recitation. Because you can see it. Light off, you stop reading Quran, you can't read the kitab. So Allah Ta'ala says that for this kitab, I have prepared a light, illumination for this kitab. For this book, قَدْ جَاكُمْ نُورٌ. Allah says, wah, and it's not just the nur of the kitab of the Quran, wah comes as well. Also, respected scholars from the pious predecessors have heard this. I'm not a mufassir commentator, but I'm just presenting what I've learned in your service. So Allah Ta'ala has divided the kitab and the nur. There are two parts. So He stated kitab, without the light, you cannot read it in the darkness, you cannot read it. If you read it, then you will go towards dalalat, wretchedness, curse. You will not get the guidance. You won't know what it is. So hidayah you will get from this kitab, the Quran, but you will get it how? That when you read the kitab in the light that I've sent to you, Allah Ta'ala says, under that light, if you understand the kitab. Do you understand the point? Maybe what I'm saying? So for this reason, we don't get the hidayah from the Quran. We don't get guidance. That's why the Quran doesn't guide us. Why? Because we're not using the light that Allah has given to read the Quran. What is that light? That is the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of his sunnahs, the light from all of his sunnahs. What the light is it? So two things Allah says, I've sent to you. I sent my Prophet My Nabi, who he is the light of guidance. His every action, his every sunnah is the light, the lamp that will shed light on the Quran to assist you to practice the Quran. That's it. What else? What's the conclusion then? Is that until you don't take hold of the ittiba, obedience to the Prophet Muhammad SAW, you don't implement his sunnahs, then you cannot understand the Quran. You cannot. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the light of his guidance, you can understand the Quran. Those who want guidance, Allah has promised, I'll give you guidance, and I will save you, take you out from dhulamat, I'll take you out of the darkness, put you onto the straight path. Allah's promise is that if this kitab, if you read the Quran in accordance to the Holy Prophet's physical lifestyle, then I guarantee to you, Allah says, you will come onto the path of guidance. Do you understand this point now? Yes. So, we have the desire, I want to be a Muslim, but we don't do amal on the sunnahs. We don't practice the sunnahs. The women folk, they take bayah, tawbah, we want to do tawbah, pledge allegiance, okay, what are you going to do now, parda? Oh, it's too hard to do parda. They start laughing, parda, hijab. The man comes, does tawbah, I ask him to, you have to keep the beard, leave haram. Please, don't tell me. Why? Because we, in terms of the deen, the religion, we've made it a joke. The religion, because we don't have a sincere desire. In this, Allah says, until you don't have an honest, sincere desire, whoever has a sincere desire for guidance, and how do you get that? Sincere guidance, a person, he's drowning in the river. He's drowning in the river, yeah? So if to save his life, if you even get a little plank of wood, he will try to grab that. Then maybe I can grab that and stay afloat. He has nothing near to me, but he's grappling and grappling with his hands that maybe something will come to my hand. This is the sincere desire to save himself. The person who's drowned in the sins and he's grappling and trying to save himself so he can become good and pious, then what does he do? Then he has an honest, sincere desire. And he shrieks out. And then the path that Allah Ta'ala prescribes to him, he screams and Allah says, grab this, we'll become your guidance. Then he runs to the Quran and he starts to practice the sunnah. He says, after today, I will not cut my beard, and the sisters, I won't leave hijab, parda, I'm going to improve, leave the sins. And when they read the Quran starts to guide that person. Do you understand the points I'm making? So why do we fall into deception and darkness? And a person who doesn't do this, he or she, they don't have the desires, Allah Ta'ala says, clearly, la'na is sent on them, curse is sent on them, and they're far from Allah's rahmah. Far from Allah's rahmah, it doesn't matter if it's Ramadan, not in Ramadan, whether they're in the Hajj days, they're, even if you're sat in front of the Kaaba, or you're sat in front of the Masjid, or you're at the Rawda Mubarak, Riyadul Jannah, for those people, there's no benefit. Soon as they go, they come back the same. Just like they went, they come back the same. So do you see, and a person, if he's not there, even if he's thousands of miles far from the holy places, but if he makes a sincere desire to Allah, and he starts to implement and make effort, Allah says, doesn't matter what corner of the globe you're in, Allah says, I will show you the enjoyment of Makkah and Medina right in that remote place you're in. Inside I will generate the talab. And you will understand that wherever you are in the corner of the globe, but you're sat in Makkah, Medina, in front of the Rawda Mubarak, you'll feel that pleasure. Yeah, it doesn't matter if you can't physically go there, no worries. The message will come to you, the result will come to you, you'll recite durood, your durood will arrive there, you'll recite salam, your salam will go there. Oh, it's such a cool that when you send a message there, then the response will come from there as well. Not the case that you send durood and that the response doesn't come. No, Allah's made a system. But for who? The person who has a sincere desire, I want to become good. Today, if in Ramadan, you make a true, honest intention, Allah, the sins I'm committing, that Allah, I want to finish these sins. Make that intention now. Have you made the intention? And the next action, what you do have to do then, second step, is make an effort. So then what is the effort for this line Allah Ta'ala defines? Nurum. Now not take the Quran empty, take and run towards the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for the solution. Where do you have to go? Run to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And take hold of and adopt his method of his lifestyle. O Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, say this. Niyyah, that I'm going to live my life according to your lifestyle, your appearance, the look of your appearance, your eating, your food, your lifestyle, and your earnings, and everything. And you say, just like my Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in the light of that guidance, I will start to adopt that lifestyle now. And this is called moving, making an effort. So it's very hard, isn't it, to do this. How can I follow this? Obviously, this is the deen, the true deen. First Allah says Noor, then the Kitab. قَدْ جَاكُمْ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. So first condition is the amal of the Sunnah, then go towards the Quran, reading it. Then take the Quran. Do you understand this point I'm making, or do you not understand the point? Does this make sense what I'm saying? And the person who doesn't do this, he says, no, no, no. Then who is that person? The Quran has told us about that person as well. لَعَنَهُمْ. That Allah's curse is on that person, he's far from Allah's rahmah, mercy, and his heart Allah made hard, and not a drop of mercy will come to him. As soon as he came, before Ramadan he will leave Ramadan. That fasting doesn't make any difference to that person. It's just like in the hadith it says, that he is hungry and thirsty and poverty, and in the evening he eats the food. That's it. And such fast will make no difference to that person, because there's no effort involved. Why has he kept a fast? Oh, I want to be pious. Allah Ta'ala hasn't said to you, keep the fast, then you will become pious. Has Allah said that? Is there any verse in the Quran that says this? There's a big list Allah says of guidance. Does it say, keep the fast, you'll become pious? I'm reading the Quran here. Oh, I'll become pious. Allah hasn't said anywhere in the Quran, if you read the Quran, you'll become pious. Oh, if I go Umrah, I'll become pious. Does it say anywhere? Yes, this is our lifestyle, isn't it? Our mindset, ideology. What does Allah Ta'ala say? قَدْ جَكُمْ كِتَابُ. Allah says, first Noor. First you have to go to the court of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Start your actions from there. Your zahir, external, batin, internal, start bringing the lifestyle of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam into both. Then take hold of the Kitab. And if from the first page you don't get guidance, then say, then complain. Yes, a person who has no iman, what does he know? What is salah, etc.? Nothing. But in my life I've observed, even now a person, he passed away, one man in Manchester, and we buried, our colleagues buried him, and quite a few people came towards the deen. We saw that, we've observed that people from various backgrounds and religions, from different religions. Yes. The two people in Bolton, they're both such a two men. Even here, they also left their previous religion and came to the deen. They came as well. The whole dunya. There's people, why? Because they had the desire for the truth. When they implemented and made like these two brothers sat here, when they moved physically, then what happened? Were they mufassirs at that time, commentators of the Quran? Had they written tafsirs? Did they know how to read? They didn't even know how to recite the kalma, but they had the honest desire that the path I'm going on, but I'm not satisfied with my life at the moment. The condition I'm in, the ask Allah for life, then Allah send them to a man, to a human being, to his guidance, to someone on the right path. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, when you have honest, sincere desire for the truth, you have a desire for the truth, Allah says, then the first thing that will that deliver you, take you to? To the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's court, his lifestyle. The Quran guarantees this. Whoever has the desire for truth in Ramadan, that I want to improve myself and get better, then it won't be via the fast. First and foremost will happen to him that he will present himself totally in front of the Sunnah. Imitation and action of the Sunnah. Who are those people? Tell me. Yes, they'll say, oh, he's foolish, that he's deceived. And Allah says that there are punishments for those who don't observe this solution. There are punishments. La'anuhum, Allah says, I take him far. And he's immersed, enjoying, I'm eating, drinking, I'm enjoying my fast, accepted, this and that. And watch him celebrate Eid. The biggest Eid he will celebrate, that person who's got the biggest curses from Allah. Yes, this is such a big, can there be more a loser and a stray person than this in the hadith? Can there be a more zalim woman or man than this? The Ramadan they've attained, even then they leave Ramadan as a person without iman, as a disbeliever, as a munafiq, as a fasik they leave. They haven't changed their face, their lifestyle, their appearance, they haven't taken steps towards the deen. How can they be saved, those people? Why? Qasiyat qulubim, because Allah says, I've made their heart hard, I've taken the challenge, I've tested him, I showed him Ramadan, I made him arrive to Ramadan, I gave him the messages, it has not affected him. Allah Ta'ala says, his heart is hard like a rock, and then I will do hisab with this person in the hereafter, how I treat that person. Then I will throw him into the dunya after that. Oh, wealth will come to that person. Well, he'll take all the wrong paths towards wealth. He'll take riba and sood and interest, and his business will sparkle. Whatever he asks, I will give to him in the world. I will make him so solid and true in the world, I'll give him no pain, no difficulty, so that he turns back to me. That will be his punishment. That he won't have any inkling. The Quran explains this, the azab of Allah, that he's thrown into the depths of the dunya after that. Do you understand my points, what I'm saying to you? So assess your life now. Reflect, ponder. 10 days have nearly passed. If me or you have not changed ourselves in this Ramadan, there's no bigger deceit in us. There's no bigger fraudster or a deceived person than us. And Allah says, then the result is, you think I'm going to give you Ramadan again? Then I'm going to see you down again? If you had akal in this Ramadan, you would have riba. In this Ramadan, you would change your face. In this Ramadan, you would have presented yourself at the court of the Holy Prophet. Ya Rasulullah, I've arrived. O Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I've arrived to your life. And the biggest result is this. The first sign of that human being is that he does tawbah, he repents. Allah's haq, true path, is first step is tawbah, isn't it? Repent. In other words, the person should see, think that Amma will follow the sunnah of Allah. This is called tawbah, when you repent and make promises. Alter the lifestyle. And a person who passes the whole Ramadan with drama and all of the wrong things, the lying is stuck with him, and backbiting and all non-sharia things are stuck to him, glued to him. And Ramadan passes by, then for that person is a big announcement for that person, a warning that you celebrate Eid. Allah says, I'll celebrate your Eid, my son. Such women and men, pomp and grandeur for Eid, isn't it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person, Allah says, I don't want nothing from you in Ramadan. You know when you go to the washroom, to have a bath. At that time, you don't need anything. You don't need shampoo, soap. All you want is that I'm just going to pick up the shower head and I want to grind this dirt out of my body and get out. I just want to purify and clean myself with water. You just need water and that's it. Minimum, water. Say subhanAllah. That's what you want in the bath. Every person can't use shampoo. Maybe he's got a hair problem. Not everybody can use soap. Yes, like someone's got a rash, but he wants to get pure. But one thing definitely you need, and that is water. You need water. Yes. So if you want to be improved during Ramadan, improved, reformed, then there's one thing essentially you need. Without that Ramadan, then there's a warning for that person that will not leave you. Just 10 days have passed it. If we don't have akal now, that hunger and thirst Allah doesn't want this. Your fasting, taraweeh, sharaweeh, all this. This is not what Allah Ta'ala has given Ramadan for. Allah Ta'ala has not given us Ramadan. Allah has given us Ramadan that you just save yourself from hell. And to be saved from hell, I'm giving you a chance during this month of Ramadan. Allah says, I'll help you. I've assisted you. I've enabled you. I've encouraged you. So the person, what you think is deen, that is not deen. Where does deen start? Deen starts from Medina. Yes, take the hand of he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was wrapped in the blanket. And take bayah, pledge allegiance at his hand, and do tawbah. Repent. Oh, but the Holy Prophet, how can I do tawbah with him? SubhanAllah. There's even a preparation for that. That the person who already has taken his hand, you take his hand today. The person who already has taken his hand, you take his hand. Then it's like you have taken the hand of the Prophet. SubhanAllah. The Shaykh's hand. You don't put your hand in the hand of the Shaykh. Your hand is ultimately going to Allah. When you put your hand in the hand of the Shaykh, your hand is ultimately going to Allah. It's not some small thing doing tawbah in the hand of the Shaykh, doing tawbah, taking bayah. This Allah Ta'ala says is the person who has the desire for the truth. Now I will show him the true path. The first proof Allah Ta'ala gives, that when you go to a wali Allah, you say, I want to do tawbah, I want to repent, I want to become a good human being. Please help me. Please help me. I want to make a contract with you. Please help me to become a good human being. Now you tell me, you got me, does he not recite these verses? He doesn't read these verses. He has a desire. So then he makes the effort. He takes steps, physical steps. So that, please, Shaykh, help me to become pure and clean. The tariqah that the Quran has told me is go. What's that verse again? That I read regularly. Ya ayyuhal, that's the surah Mumtahana. The verse that if you want to do tawbah, Allah Ta'ala says, if you want to repent, was the method Allah has given to us? The prescription, Allahu Akbar. That my beloved Nabi, the believing women will come to you, they'll be Muslims, they'll praise Allah, they're not disbelievers with regards to them. Either, but they want to. That if you want to be saved from the sins and do tawbah, then you'll have to. They will come to do tawbah. To do, enable them, give them the bayah, pledge of allegiance, allow them to do tawbah. And the Shaykh today does the same thing. Sometimes from here a person comes. Sometimes from here a person comes. There's a system, isn't it? That what do we call it? Alhamdulillah, Allah shan glory. That as the time of shaitan is progressing and increasing, Allah Ta'ala also creates the tools to break that shaitan. So Allah Ta'ala sees the sheikh in the corner, gives him a phone, the whole dunya people become Muslim through the technology. Today, there was a family who took bayah, that tears came from my eyes. Such thirsty they were, they didn't know the language. Shall I tell you from which country the phone came to me? I can't tell you. That time I was reciting the Quran, alhamdulillah, this verse I am reading with you, this verse came in front of me. Yes, and the verse of the Quran that I just read, I came. And tears came from my eyes that, look, I'm reading Quran from where? Tafsir, Allah sending the tafsir. I closed the Quran and I took the telephone call of that person. I said, where's this person? Where's this number coming from, this call? Most definitely that family is probably listening to now to what I'm saying. And they said, we used to listen to you, your words. They had a desire, deep desire for the truth. Allah Ta'ala, what country they're in, how far they are, what they're doing. Allah knew they wanted hidayah. Allah said, there's the path. I haven't sent you to the country. All the countries were crossed by the technology. And to that country, which we call the land of the people who don't have faith. Because Allah says, wherever the light, the candle glows, then the light will come there. That guidance will come there. Subhanallah. And that light will distribute everywhere. Allah Ta'ala says that light is flickering and that light will be distributed around the whole world. So I said, Bhai, why have you phoned me? Why have you phoned me? And he started to cry. He said, in his language, he said, I understood a little bit, but he said, I'll give my wife the phone. She was crying as well, the wife. That we want to do tawbah. We want to repent. We want guidance. We want to be saved from the sins. I said, subhanAllah, if a person has a desire, subhanAllah, for the truth, that person who has the desire for the truth, then he doesn't have to go to the destination. The solution will come to him. Allah will send the solution to him. Rabia Basri, alhamdulillah, there's a story about her, that when she used to go to Hajj, then the Kaaba would come to her physically herself. Receive her, it would welcome her. What Kaaba was this? But the tawaf, people are doing it physically, still there, the Kaaba, people are doing tawaf. So Allah Ta'ala has made various forms of the Kaaba. Yes, wah, subhanAllah. Maybe at this point you didn't understand what I said. You won't understand now, I'll explain to you one day, inshallah. Subhanallah. So talab, a person desires the truth, then the destination endpoint itself comes to you. People like us who are dramas, then we, even if we go inside there in Ramadan, even if we go there in Ramadan, we still stay people like this who have no faith, no belief, no faith. Yes, we are people, we deceive and we commit fraud with Allah. That all the things, our hearts are dirty, oh Ramadan's come, we just got this fikr, oh Ramadan's come, but they have no shame, no modesty. Have you ever thought, I've got a sin in this, Ramadan has come, I need to do tawbah of this sin, that I won't do this sin again, so at least I attain Ramadan, if you want to earn Ramadan, I'll tell you the method to earn Ramadan. Forget drama deen. Oh, 20 rakat, 8 rakat, unnees and 19, 15 Quran, this Quran, everywhere, do this. I'm talking straightforward. One action you should do. That you should have sincere desire and call out to Allah. Sincere desire and call out to Allah. Allah says, I'll come to you. Where are you? Tell me, Allah says. Where is that country? I was amazed if I tell you that country where I'm sitting reading the pages of the Quran, alhamdulillah, and they're saying to me that please, the call's coming, attend the call. And from that time till now, all that time I gave to them from that time, full time and focus I gave to them, attention. I didn't leave them until I didn't deliver them to the high level of wilayah. I did not leave them, I paid attention to them. That man, he had so much jazba and passion, he said, I can't stay here. I am arriving to you, Hazrat Sahib, I want to come to you. Why? Because suddenly, why did this happen to that person? Why? Because his desire was true. He didn't talk rubbish. He had a true desire, haq. We have that desire, it makes us cry. But our nafs has trapped us so much and encircled us. The tariqah has told us for hidayah, guidance kajakum. Allah says, Noor wa kitab umeen. We don't go to the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're praying salah. We're doing other actions. Allah says, no, first action is that you make niyyah of tawbah, repent, that my life will be in obedience and imitation to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever wants to do tawbah, start from this first step. You don't understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Good. So those who did tawbah wrong, then correct your tawbah. Ramadan is still here. Ramadan is still, you will attain Ramadan, inshallah. All life long that I will live according to the Holy Prophet ﷺ, no direction of my life, no part of my life will be without the Holy Prophet ﷺ's obedience, whether this happens or not. Allah says, why are you worried about that? You have to just take the steps. That's fine. You take the steps, and to get you to the destination, leave that to me, Allah says. Leave that to me, because I'm Rabb. I'm the creator, the controller. Just take the hand of a darvesh, of any of my walis, and make this niyyah, intention, that I will live my life according to ittaba of the sunnah. Then leave it. Your Rabb, your creator, will take you out of all the difficulties. See how he takes you out of the difficulties. Now I come towards that hadith that we were discussing yesterday. I was sharing a hadith with you yesterday, wasn't I? About the person who took the loan. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was telling this story in Sahih Bukhari, this hadith is. And it's related to our discussion today. And he was telling this event to his noble companions. So there was a man who took a loan, and he promised about repaying the loan. And who did he make the witness? Not a man, not a human being. He made Allah his witness. So between both of them, who was? Allah. The person who asked for the loan and the one who gave. He trusted Allah as well and said, hey, take the money. How much do you need? I'll give to you. Because you've given that name, such a name. This is Iman, subhanAllah. He said, I know that you've taken Allah's name. So I have full trust in Allah that you will give the money back to me. Because I'm giving on his trust. So he also took the money. On what? On Allah's name, that I will give the money to you. I will repay to you. So then the conditions arose, the poor person, the poor man, that he remembered, and he ran towards the sea, the river, and he couldn't get the boat. And he had to give the money back. So what was this? This was the loan repayment. Now here I'd like to tell you a point about loan. That we live in the dunya, we conduct business affairs, we live, we give, we take. And we take a loan, and a person doesn't know when he's taking the loan. Very easily he takes a loan. 10,000, give it to me. 15,000, he takes it. But when it's time to give it back, then he makes excuses or delays. Or where shall I give from? I don't have any money. And very bad thing this, isn't it? Such a bad thing that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if an individual, any person, he passes away like this, that he took a loan, then his soul is floating. Not in paradise does he go, nor in hell. It's just floating in between. And the people who have died, they're in their graves, and they went in this way. They went in this way. They didn't repay the loan. Mahazza Sahib used to say that qaraz is even beyond farad. Farad has one point, one issue. And with the qaraz, with the loan, there's 2 points. Two issues. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that his body, his soul remains floated, because after taking the loan, he didn't repay it back. So this masla also, you need to listen to this. So when you take the loan from somebody, and that loan has come over you, it's overwhelmed you, and you start saying, hey, then you're not repaying it, I'll give it tomorrow, the day after, I'll do this, I'll do that, then it's such a big azab, that person's in punishment. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that his body will be hanging when he passes away. Be hanging in the balance, floating. He won't be able to get to the destination, and azabs will continue to come to that person because he hasn't repaid the loan. Yes, so how do we repay it? How do we? That hadith I'm sharing with you. That how a person can be saved. So that he can repay the loan and he be saved as well. So that man, he had a loan. Yes. He had a commitment, so he ran towards the river, the ocean. When he got there, then to the river, and there was no boat for him to use, and it was time he had to travel and get back. He had a promise. So he had money, he had to give it, but he didn't have the facility, the resources to get there. He said, what shall I do? What shall I do? Then he did the same thing that Allah Ta'ala wants. What was that? He had the desire. Allah said, you have the desire with a true heart, and I will allow you to complete the action, Allah says. So whether it's deen or dunya, and both, Allah Ta'ala is with the human being. That if you want to give the loan, you have a true niya intention, then Allah says, I will repay back that loan for you. That if a person has so much loan, don't do hanky-panky. That the person is forced to submit. What should he do? That he wants to give the money with a true, honest heart. He should say, Allah, I promise to you, I promised you and I'm a witness in front of you that this loan, I want to repay it. How shall I give it? I don't have the means, the resources. And he knows that his body will float after death. He can at least do this, can't he? He can at least do this. Say subhanAllah. At least he can do it. We don't even do this much. We are just in the game. Or let me, you can hide it. At least say this, I'm ashamed. I want to repay this loan. I can't repay it. What shall I do? So many people, they come like this. And they have a true, honest desire. They want to repay that. What will happen? Just like what's happening with this person in the Holy Prophet ﷺ is sharing this hadith with this sahaba. That this is the example, a complete example of loan. And all the answers come in this example. That every action of the dunya, deen, whatever it is, first you should have a sincere desire. And after the sincere desire, you have to make some effort, make some movement, some steps. Then leave it to Allah. And you have a true, honest desire and you move. Allah says, I will deliver the result for you. I will deliver the result for you. So to practice the deen, what is the sign of the person with an honest, sincere desire? I'll repeat this sabak of today. Person who wants to practice the deen, who has an honest desire, what's the first sign that what will he do? Do you understand the point? First of all, he will imitate the sunnah. He will obey the sunnah, practice the sunnah. This is the first sign. That man or woman, they'll do tawbah. They say, Allah, I'm going to live my life according to the sunnah. He'll keep the beard, have the right dress code. He will obey the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will obey the principles of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says, that's good enough. You've tried now. You've made effort. The complete deen to bring you onto that. Then leave the rest to me, Allah says. Leave the rest to me. That whatever you say you want, the man or woman, Allah says, this is the tariqah. The kajakum, noor, first comes the noor, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the first step. Okay? Understand that? Okay, so first go to the door of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do tawbah, repent. Do this tawbah through the guidance of a wali Allah. Whoever has not done this tawbah, do this. Otherwise, Ramadan has gone. Do you understand this point? Yes. So you have to first imitate the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then you will get the hidayah from the kitab, the Quran. Then this Quran will give hidayah. Then you will get the light. That through, with this light of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you will be able to read the Quran properly. You'll have the imam in your head, the complete beard. You'll be safe from the sins. You'll have halal earnings. Then open the Quran, subhanAllah. That path the Quran will guide you to, you'll be amazed. Allah says that the Quran, then don't worry about rizq, don't worry about your earnings, because now you've obeyed my orders. From such a place I'll give you rizq that you cannot imagine, Allah says. Earnings I'll give to you, you cannot imagine. What a great promise. Those who, what shall I do? My business is not running, it's too hard for me, it's difficult. I've got loan on my son-in-law, on my son, the doors have closed, as I do dua for him. Why don't they adopt this path? Why don't you adopt this path? Do tawbah, repent, take the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah says the guidance. Allah promises, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهُ, that you do this, such a way will open the doors of risk for you that you cannot imagine the doors of risk earnings. But no, we don't want to do this. We just want to live our life with the sins. Here we are stuck here, right? In this trap. We can't do this. Your condition, Allah, then Allah will not put your affairs straight. I swear by Allah now, due to the Quran, that the mu'mins know task of his life can remain in the balance. No task is it that it's impossible that Allah will not fulfill your desire. Impossible. Any desire of the dunya, Allah will complete all of those things. But you will only get from that place where the tariq Allah has given, from the hidayah, from the guidance. We won't do that. We'll eat haram. We'll do haram, wrong paths of the risk for the earnings. We won't do this. So what did that man do? He was strong. He said that I can't give this money back to him. I'm stuck because I don't have the resources, but I've got the niyyah. At least let me make the intention. Say subhanAllah. Because I've heard this from Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if, don't worry, at least make the niyyah. You make the intention. You want to repay, and then Allah will enable you to repay that loan. So I can just do this. I've come to the sea. I don't have the boat. I want to repay that loan. What do you say? That I used Allah's name as the witness. So I'll make the intention and I'll leave it to Allah. Allah knows best. I don't know. So he just moved and made this intention and this conviction. I say to you again, that if you want to practice the deen, then you need to make that contract. You need to make that intention. What intention? What is it? What effort do you need to make? How do you need to take the steps? What's the first step? Yes, to follow the sunnah is step number one. The Quran has told us this, that this person has moved now. Then what did he do? Yes, he said, I can just try it. I'll try a little bit and Allah will help me. Let's see what happens. So he saw there was some wood. There was some wood there that was just there nearby. He picked that wood up and he saw that there was a hole in that wood. You know, like you have sort of the branches. So in that hole, 1,000 dinar, he wrapped it and he put it into that wood. And from both sides, he sealed it into with something. He sealed it. They said, oh Allah, this is all I could do. This was what I was able to. What do we need to do? Allah, that I want to be good. Today I do tawbah, the Holy Prophet, some sunnah, I make a complete intention. I can do up till this point. Allah, you give me the rest of the deen. You give me the rest of the deen. Yes, I'm telling you this with this hadith, the meaning, so that our Ramadan doesn't get spoilt. Don't do this, oh, it's too hard, it's difficult, how will I do this, how will I pray tahajjud, salah? Allah says, don't worry, you've just arrived to him, make a promise that you have just taken the first step, that I am going to implement the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you have made that intention, firm conviction, desire, then it's my duty, Allah says, that now I will deliver you to the high level of wilayat. Do you understand my point? So he did this then, he put that money there, he said, I could just do this much, Allah, I've done this. I've put the money, I've sealed it in this plank of wood. You are the controller. You are in control. I couldn't do any more than this. So we say, Allah, we promise to practice the sunnah. And we made a full promise to you, Allah. We'll keep the beards on our face. And we will do the right actions. We will do this according to what you've said. The rest is up to you, Allah. Give me the courage, determination, so I can physically practice as well. So are you not, does this story not sort of relate to us? Who is telling us? Imam al-Anbiya, the head of the prophets, to his sahaba. And it's in Sahih Bukhari. It's the authentic hadith of Bukhari. So look where I've selected this story for you to guide us. So now Janab, he put the money into the wood and he took that plank and he put it onto the river, onto the water. Now, he doesn't know. He said, I am free now. I tried my best. I've done that. And I've given that back. But even then he stood there, he waited that maybe a boat will come. Then personally I'll go there as well. This is iman, khulus, sincere. This is called tawbah, repent. Alhamdulillah. So then the wood went, it went into the water. Then what did Allah Ta'ala do? Allah Ta'ala enables everything, isn't it? So the person here to repay the money to, the person who gave the loan the money, he thought, oh, let me walk today. Let's go out. Let me get some fresh air. And he went out, and even the river was near to him. He was wandering around. He saw this wood is coming around to him. A beautiful piece of wood is coming. And this is a hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is not some common story. This is deen. This is Quran that I'm telling you. Whoever denies this is a disbeliever. Whoever denies this story. So the Holy Prophet said that he saw the wood. So Allah Ta'ala allowed it to tick. Ooh, sudden a jolt. I needed some wood. It looks quite strong. Let me take that. It's just floating along in the wild. So he picked it up. He picked up that wood. And who is enabling him to do this? Allah. Who's given hidayah? Who makes a person a Muslim? Who makes a wali? Allah. That's it. Simple solution. So what happened then? That he picked up the wood, he went home, and he went and saw that how is it that this wood is sealed? Who is enabling all of this? Allah. So he opened it, the wood, and he put his hand in there, and he saw that there was a little sealed bag, 1,000 dinar. And he said, oh, 1,000 dinar, where has this come to me? And if it was me, what would I do? Oh, yeah, let's enjoy. Allah sent this money, and I'd put it in my pocket, isn't it? Oh, it's come to me. That there he got the boat. Allah Ta'ala gave the boat to the man who had to repay the money. Who gave the boat? Because this story was to take place. This event, the hikmah, the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala enables the events to take place. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, who created him? Who? Allah. Who enabled him to prostrate? Who sent him to paradise? Who created Hawa? Say it loudly. Say Allah's name, isn't it? Don't you know Allah's name? Doesn't Allah's name not come out from your mouth? If I say to you, who gave you your shop? Allah, you'll say loudly. Yes, you'll say loudly, Allah. Where do the checks come from? Allah. Oh, social security. Allah's name won't come, isn't it? Everything you know about Allah's name. So who made Adam alayhi salam? Allah. Who made Hawa? Who gave Hawa? Allah. Who sent him to Jannah? Allah. Who told them, prohibited him from the tree? Allah. Allah is doing all of this, isn't it? Who sent shaitan to them? Allah. Who injected the waswasa of shaitan? Who enabled him? Who gave the power to shaitan to inject the waswasa? Allah. So all of this is based on Allah's hikmah, wisdom. This is not Adam's fault. It's nobody's fault. Why? Alayhi salam. Because Because they had this awareness, knowledge, Allah knew I'm going to make the dunya, send Adam alayhi salam. So Allah was enabling this practice to take part. So that we could see that this punishment, it's not punishment, this is all wisdom of Allah, the events that unfolded is for us. Adam alayhi salam, we say, oh, he sinned, he did this, he shouldn't have done this, he shouldn't have done that. These are the monkeys and animals who talk like this. Put the hikmah, wisdom of Allah, any event of the Nabi Prophet's life, as Yunus alayhi salam, he went into the stomach of the fish. Who took him out from there? Allah. And who threw him from into the ocean, into the whale's stomach? Allah. Say loudly, Allah. Then who taught him the kalima? Allah. Then who brought him back out into the world? Allah. So these events Allah Ta'ala demonstrated was Allah's hikmah, wisdom. So the why do you say that this is there is a punishment? There was one hikmah event. Allah Ta'ala showed all of the stories, all of the events. But if we do this, we'll get the punishments. Because with the Prophet, there was no punishment. Remember this. With the Prophet, he's just presenting an example of an event and the consequence. There's no punishment for him. You don't understand what I'm saying? Yes. So now I'll come back to the point. What time today is the iftari? What time? Okay, quickly. We've come back right to the same conclusion where we ended yesterday. We come right back to that same point, haven't we? So quickly I'll tell you then. So what happened then? Is that from there he got the boat, the man who wanted to repay the funds, like him the boat, he travelled. And just to be satisfied that I promised to Allah that come on, let me go to that place. Maybe he didn't get the money, even then I'll give him the money on top of that. Allahu Akbar. This is the niyyah sincere of a person. That if he doesn't receive that, well, I sent the wood, I'll give him as well on top of that. Because I said in the name of Allah, this is bayah. That for the name of Allah, I did tawbah. I'm not going to do this in yard. The sheikh, the I put Allah in between and I took bayah, the hand of the sheikh. The sheikh was my guide, my means, my resource. How can I leave salah? How can I cut the bed? How can I watch TV? I've promised. So he travelled, the boat came, he arrived there. He said, Salam, oh, how comes you've come? If it was a person like me without iman, he'd say, he wouldn't say that this came to me already, the wood has arrived to me. He wouldn't have said it. And they would have just hidden it, 1,000 dinar. He said, oh, you know, the point is this, I had to give you 1,000 dinar, I've come very late, and I'm very ashamed. Please, apologies. He kept on listening. He said, then? He said that I tried hard to get to you. He didn't ask him anything. The receiver, he didn't ask anything. He said that I wanted to give you 1,000 dinar. And if he was dishonest, but even he in the name of Allah gave him the money. And he also in the name of Allah, there was the contract, the exchange. He didn't consume the money. He said, Yaar, I understand all of the story. What is it? He said, this wood you sent it, I think you sent this wood piece, isn't it? Is what your 1,000 has arrived to me. Subhanallah. Before you arrived, Allah Ta'ala sent the money to me. Allah's Nabi said, why? Because he promised that inside him was ikhlas, sincerity, sincere desire. He had total ikhlas. His niyyah, he made intention that I'm going to give the money back. When the insan, the human being makes a niyyah, then Allah allows his niyyah to come to fruition. So my brothers, this is Ramadan. Your desires, don't just with your desires hope you'll become good. You need to take steps, physical implementation. What's the first step? If you want to become pious, is ittaba'i sunnah, obedience to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, then take the Quran, then hidayah guidance will come to you. May Allah give us all hidayah guidance. And if we understand deen, all of us, but we need to take the steps, may Allah give us the tawfiq to take the steps. Ameen, recite the Rushdie.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, as-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidi Muslim, Shafi'i. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارضنا عن تقبل منا وادخلنا جنة النجاة من النار لما إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين